Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Trains. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read, listen as I read, and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Trains. It is fun to ride on a train. It has a lot of cars that link like a chain or a long snake. Chug, chug, chug. The wheels help the train move fast. They always run on tracks and go click, clack. Some tracks stretch for miles and miles. Trains can carry lots of things like passengers going on a trip, mail, or big bins and tanks filled to the top. At a train crossing, there will be gates, bells, and flashing red lights to tell you when a train is close. You must stop and wait for it to pass. A conductor drives the train. Stand back from the tracks and wave to him. The conductor aims to stay on time. The passengers wait at the station so the train can't be late. A train station is like a big bus stop. You will want to ride a train again and again. Now let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Trains. It is fun to ride on a train. It has a lot of cars that link like a chain or a long snake. Chug, chug, chug. The wheels help the train move fast. They always run on tracks and go click, clack. Some tracks stretch for miles and miles. Trains can carry lots of things like passengers going on a trip, mail, or big bins and tanks filled to the top. At a train crossing, there will be gates, bells, and flashing red lights to tell you when a train is close. You must stop and wait for it to pass. A conductor drives the train. Stand back from the tracks and wave to him. The conductor aims to stay on time. The passengers wait at the station so the train can't be late. A train station is like a big bus stop. You will want to ride a train again and again. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Trains. It is fun to ride on a train. It has a lot of cars that link like a chain or a long snake. Chug, chug, chug. The wheels help the train move fast. They always run on tracks and go click, clack. Some tracks stretch for miles and miles. Trains can carry lots of things like passengers going on a trip, mail, or big bins and tanks filled to the top. At a train crossing, there will be gates, bells, and flashing red lights to tell you when a train is close. You must stop and wait for it to pass. A conductor drives the train. Stand back from the tracks and wave to him. The conductor aims to stay on time. The passengers wait at the station so the train can't be late. A train station is like a big bus stop. You will want to ride a train again and again. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.